Blog Talk Radio.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. Not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
Thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to Victory Against All Odds on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Evangelist Benton, live here on August the 29th, 2011. If you're listening on the East Coast, I want to pray, just pray that everyone and their families are safe and out of harm's way as we had encountered the effects of Hurricane Irene this past weekend. Again, I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in today. Please call someone, text someone, and let them know that I am on the air. Let's talk. Chat room is open today for questions, concerns, and or comments. My email address is odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Please email me if you have any questions that you may have. Know that your name will not be revealed during this segment unless you want to. Today we're going to continue our topic on sexual abuse. Last week we defined sexual abuse, what rape is, and the effects both physical and psychological. You can go back and listen to that show, which is dated August the 27th. Today we're going to continue our topic. So today we're going to continue and go a bit deeper into the discussion. Today I wanted to talk to the survivor, how to start the recovery process, How do you recover after experiencing such a horrible physical, emotional, and traumatic event? First, you must make up your mind that you're going to take control. What do I mean by that? Well, we must get our life back. How do you do that, Evangelist Benson? I can hear you. So let's talk about it. The turmoil of rape changes your perception of what is and ought to be. That's important. The effects of rape changes the old way or the pattern of your behavior. The way you do things, the way you think, who you trust, your value system is altered. So now, how do you take control? We're going to talk about a couple of things. How do we start that process of taking control? First, we must evaluate your resources. What do I mean by that? To evaluate your resources, you must make a list of your emotional and your physical assets. These are perhaps the resources that you seldom use or you seldom need. Doing this will assist you in moving from the turmoil and the disorganization to controlling of your life or getting that control back. Second, we must use the resources within yourself. Use the resources within yourself. So, what do I mean when I say use the resources within yourself? Well, but first you got to be willing to be open, and you got to seek the information that is essential to your recovery. Now, this is your recovery. Your recovery may not be the same as the next person's recovery. So this is your resources within yourself. Okay. It's the source of strength that comes from within. That's the resource within. Get in touch with your feelings. If you were physically injured during your attack or from being sexually abused, your body is healing itself. This is an example of what we call the power within. It's an example of its own power. It is healing itself. If you have had to survive something else in your life, you can remember how you survived that obstacle, that struggle. So think about the strength you draw from having gone through that obstacle, the hurdle that was in your life. You're stronger now because of that obstacle. You're stronger now because of that situation. You're strong enough now because of that trial. You gained strength from that. You figured out how to overcome that thing, whatever that was. Thirdly, you must use the resources in your environment. What do I mean by that? The resources in your environment. Okay, let's talk about it. Other than yourself, your friends and your family are important resources. Just being there for that person is a valuable resource and a great support. In addition to that, you may also at this time want to take the opportunity to look at those resources and then begin to evaluate whether they are in fact resources that are supportive or not. Friendships are important, but if they don't support when you need them most, what value is that to you, especially during this time? If they're not being supportive, what value is that to you? So this is a time to go back and look at the support system that you have. Take a really good close look at that list that we talked about at the top. Okay, so now, in addition to that, there are other formal support systems that are in your community. You have public and private agencies that may call, that you can call to provide assistance with for particular problems, such as rape crisis centers, victim assistance programs that assist you with the court system. And there also may be financial support, employment programs, and things of that nature. Self-disclosure. I remember going to the court system. When I got there, there was a rape crisis support person waiting for me to help me, to shape me, to prepare me to tell my story to the judge. So they have people waiting there. There are people there that are able to assist you if you go to court. You're not alone. You have help. This is a great resource. So I remembered how important that support system was when I got there and how she assisted me with telling the court my situation and my problem. So therefore, when I got on the stage, I had someone standing right there beside me to hold my hand, to encourage me that it's okay to tell my story. Okay, let's talk about taking control. And those are some of the resources in terms of taking control, but let's go even deeper than that. Okay, I am multitasking here this morning, so be patient. I am chatting as well. Being raped and or experiencing sexual abuse such as incest, whatever the relationship, and we've talked about the different types of sexual abuse, so all those inclusive, certainly is life-changing, but you do not have to remain a victim. Do not remain a victim. Cross over to becoming a survivor. Take control. As a survivor, sometimes we are taken hostage over our mere thoughts of the assault or the attack. Now, I'm getting ready to tell you how to take control. Okay, there are nightmares, night sweats, panic attacks, depression, and so forth and so on. The rapist has literally taken over your thoughts for days and weeks and months, and for some of us, years. How do we take control of this? Let's talk about it. First, and I hope you have some pen and a piece of paper, write down or record your memories of the assault in detail. I know you're thinking, Evangelist Benton, are you out of your mind? No, I'm not. I'm going to say it again. Write down or record your memories of the assault in detail, everything that you remember. Write it down, or if you have a recorder, speak into the recorder, every detail that you can remember. After you do this, then reread it or replay it until no tears, you have no more tears, until you can actually do this and not cry. That is literally what I am saying. You should be able to get to the point where you can talk about it, say it, recall it, remember it, and not cry. This is called desensitizing yourself. I know that sounds really crazy, but this is part of taking control. When you can recall, reread, tell your story, and not cry, you are at the point of desensitizing yourself. See, you're gaining power and strength already. When you can do this, you're gaining strength. You are gaining strength. Second, you can do visualization exercises. But when you do this, make sure you are in a safe place so you can deal with the thoughts that flood you. So what I am saying is you can do visualization exercises. Remember, visualize yourself in that situation. Visualize yourself in there. Do visualization exercises. You are desensitizing yourself. But just make sure you are in a safe place. Number three, practice breathing. Breathe in deep, deep breaths. Breathe out very slowly. Breathe in deep, deep breaths. Breathe out very slowly. While you are breathing deep, deep breaths and breathing out slowly, do recall. Remember the details. While you're doing this, breathe. Can you see yourself breathing and recalling your story? Think about it. Deep breaths, recall your story. Remember the details, but remember to breathe. See, you are gaining control. You are gaining control. These are just a few of the tools used to start taking control of your life, your thoughts. Take back the power, and then you keep the power. I'm just kind of letting that soak in. So, again, write down and record your memories of the assault in detail. Do reread it and replay it until you no longer cry. Number two, do visualization exercises. Make sure you're in a safe place so that you can take control of the thoughts that flood you, because you don't want to be in a public place. You don't want to be someplace where someone doesn't know what your situation is. So make sure you're in a safe place so someone is there. Go back to the beginning of what I said. Make sure you have a support system. Make sure you have a friend, a family member that can assist you while you're doing your exercises. And then number three, breathe deep, deep breaths. Slowly breathe out. Recall. Remember the details while you are breathing. These are just tools to use to start taking control of your life. Take the power back. Be a survivor, not a victim. I know this is hard, but we must talk about it so we can be free and walk in our victory. We must overcome these obstacles. We must use our weapons to fight this battle so we can help the next person. That is what I am doing. I had to learn to take control of my thoughts. I had to learn to take control of my thoughts. I had to learn to take control of my thoughts. I had to learn to forgive. I had to learn to use the resources that were available to me. I had to learn to talk about it. I had to learn to desensitize myself. But remember what was done, but learn to forgive. All that in the same time. We all have challenges in our lives, but we do not have to be subject to someone else's hurt and or their pain and or their anger. Do not allow anyone to belittle you, make you feel guilty or ashamed. I come to tell you, it is possible to walk in freedom and deliverance from the scars of sexual abuse, from rape, from incest, from assault. Any questions? If you have a question, you're in the chat room. I will not call your name. Just write the question. I'll have an answer for you. Or you may email me at odds, ODDS, underscore, against, underscore, the letter U at yahoo.com. Thank you. Okay, any questions? Against all odds, you can walk in victory on today. I remember that person coming in my room. I remember that person taking advantage of me. I remember being hurt and sore and bleeding. I remember crying and taking a shower, trying to scrub and scrub and scrub and scrub, and nothing goes away. It just doesn't go away. The thoughts that flood you, you know, you're feeling guilty. You're feeling like, what did I do to deserve this? What did I do? Could I have done something different? I did. You know, all the thoughts that the enemy would put in your head to make you feel like you did something wrong. You did nothing wrong. No one deserves to be taken advantage of. No one deserves to be raped, sexually molested, sexually assaulted, fondled. You don't deserve that. Take control. Get your life back. It is possible. I promise you, it is possible. Any questions? Anybody have any questions? Hands raised. Anybody listening? Thank you, guest 750. Any questions? Got questions? You may type. Thank you. Okay. I'm just trying to let you know that you do not have to live as a victim any longer. You can become a survivor. Taking control of your life, getting your life back, is one of the most crucial things that you can do when you have been violated, when you have been raped, when you have been sexually assaulted. You have got to move on. Can't stay stuck in the past. Against all odds, you can walk in victory today. You can overcome all the odds against you, every obstacle that comes to try and block you and keep you bound. Don't be bound any longer. I am here to help you walk in victory on today. So, like I said, we can review. You evaluate your resources. Make a list of your emotional and your physical assets. Then use the resources within yourself. Pull from those resources within yourself. Be open and get the information. Read. Go. Allow your body to heal. If you were injured, your body will heal itself. Use the power within. Remember the other obstacles. Remember other situations that you were in previously. Remember some other traumatic thing that happened in your life. Remember how you got through that. From that, you gained strength and power. So now you're stronger because you went through that thing. So now that you are here, remember that and draw from that. If I can get through that right there, I should be able to get through this right here. Just need a little help. Seek help. Do not keep a secret. Do not keep this secret any longer. Do not allow it to eat you, eat at your very inner being. Do not allow it to overwhelm you. Take control of it instead of it take control of you. Next, use the resources in your environment. Use your, you've got friends, you have family They are great resources. In addition to that, use the resources in the community. You've got public and private institutions, agencies that will provide assistance, rape crisis centers, counselors. You've got court advocates. You have financial assistance. These are the places that you go to seek help. They do rape kits, and you have all these valuable assets available to you. Do not keep this a secret. If you've been raped and you just need to keep the evidence and you're not ready to disclose the perpetrator, you can do that. Call the police. They will collect all your evidence, and you do not have to give names until you are ready. If you have been threatened because your life has been threatened, you do not have to live in fear. I promise you that. So seek help. Use the resources that you have been afforded. Use the resources that you have within yourself, but don't do this alone. You have help. All right. Like I said, this is hard, but we must talk about it. There are people in the church, there are people out of the church that are hurting because they have never disclosed this secret. Don't let it be a secret any longer. Seek help. There are people who have grown up who have kept this a secret for a long time. They have brothers and cousins and uncles and friends and neighbors who have violated them, male and or female. Don't keep it a secret. Seek help. Call me. Write me, odds against you.com. Email me. I will help. I will link resources. I don't know where you're calling from, but wherever you're calling from, it doesn't matter. There are resources out there for you. So stay tuned and stay tuned weekly. So you can begin to gain understanding of the physical and the emotional challenges you are facing for yourself and your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors, your classmates, your coworkers, your church members. Together, we can learn powerful strategic weapons to combat the unseemly, unsurmountable obstacles that life can bring and begin the process of healing and forgiving. Forgiving is very important. When you forgive, you take the power back. My email address, again, is oddsagainstthelletteru@yahoo.com, or you may Facebook me at facebook.com/Victory, VICTORY, AA O. Thank you for listening. Join me next time on September the 12th at 12:30 p.m. I will be opening the line for you to speak on the air. Until next time, you're listening to Victories Against All Odds right here on blogtalkradio.com. Have a blessed day. And remember to walk in victory. Thank you for listening.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
Oh. all you gotta do is ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. And he's right there, just and able to forgive you for all of your sins and blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to seek and save you. Why don't you accept?